Hello and welcome to This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton. My name is Rory St. John. On January 11th, 1927, Charlie Chaplin's $16 million estate is frozen by court receivers after his second wife, Lita Gray Chaplin, sues for divorce.
Nyak, 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 nyak. I'll put all of his business inside of the Communist Fund. Nyak, nyak, nyak. I never liked any of his movies, so I'll change them all to bankrupts.
Stop right there.
What is that?
I'm Charlie Chaplin, famed Charlie Chaplin, and you can't do that. I probably shouldn't have repeated my own name. Sorry about that.
Charlie Chaplin, what are you doing here? And why do you have that other person with you?
I'm a silent film star, doofus. Oh. Somebody has to read the captions.
But we're in real life. And you can't stop me, I've already done it. See? Look, communist now.
Unfortunately, your beautiful and impressionable secretary has already warned us of your evil scheme.
What? Foiled by Mary?
Sorry, they, you know, offered me donuts.
Darn it! Foiled again by donuts.
Mary, we should really stop working for these terrible employers.
Well, you two definitely did the right thing by blowing the whistle. Remember, if you see something, say something.
Curse you, Rheingold!
No, curse you, Rheingold!
Yes, if you see any sort of malfeasance in your place of business, make sure you report it. You may or may not get donuts, but you will have done the right thing. This is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.